What was he wearing?
Well, he was wearing a red Argyle sweater and tan trousers and red shoes. No, he's not retarded.
Hello and welcome to the Surviving Grady podcast. My name is Red. His name is Denton, and we have got we're jam packing a lot of stuff into a 7 or 8 minute podcast. We've got dramatic readings of angry emails we've received, which we hope you'll enjoy, and we also have a big porno section. And the first thing we got to do is we got to at least say a couple things about this game. Are they done, Denton? Are they done this year? Or are they?
They're not done yet.
Okay.
The brink. They're on the brink. They still have 10 head-to-head games with the Yankees, 7 with Tampa Bay, so there's a glimmer of hope, but games like this are really, really pushing me to the edge.
These games, you know, I suppose it's nice that it's interesting that it's not a 7-1, like that first game against the Rangers a few weeks ago. It's not, you know, 37-0 in the first inning. So at least you're there on the edge of your seat. You're walking. But these games, these kill me, man. You can't lose to the Cleveland Indians. You just can't do it. I mean, I know, you know, we get, Bill Hall. Honest to God, I love the guy. I can't watch Bill Hall at the plate anymore. I become physically ill. I start to get the jitters. Like, I see him get up to the plate, and I start to get, like, every time Patterson steps to the plate, I get the same feeling. Like, that sick feeling. You know, like the feeling of seeing a girl you like, making out with somebody else. You know, that sick, it starts in the pit of your stomach, and you start shaking. I get that kind of thing going on. Then I just fall on the floor and start flopping around like I'm having a seizure.
I kind of get that every time Lackey takes the mound, too. Well, that guy's killing me. Get another 4 years of that to look forward to.
He didn't do himself any favors tonight. 5 walks. He did have 7 strikeouts, 5 walks, 9 hits, 6 earned runs, 10-6 record. Wakefield is Wakefield. He did strike out 2 guys, though. But it was just, I mean, I think the lasting impression was that horrible Carlos Santana injury. I mean, seeing his knee. You know, it's bad when you hear Jerry and Dio are never ones to make light of things like that, like someone being physically injured. But when they showed one of the slow mo things and you hear Dio say, "Oh, a knee's not supposed to bend like that," I was like, "Oh no, oh shit, oh shit, they got Jerry." I thought that was disgusting. Of course, it was the fascination of the abomination. I rewound it and watched it about 75 times, but it's sick. His knee actually bends the other way.
How about, can we talk for a minute about Tim Bogar getting another guy thrown out at home plate in a situation you just don't send the runner? The guy's killing us. He's Wendell Kim reincarnated.
Well, we are. How's New York doing tonight? Are the Yankees winning or losing right now?
Yankees are getting pounded by Toronto, and Tampa Bay already won. So
okay, so what does that put us? We're 6.5 games out, I guess. Six and a half.
Future update.
Yeah. Well, with the Rays winning, doesn't that tie the Yankees and Rays are tied for first? I guess.
That's right. So we don't lose any ground overall, just ground to the Rays.
So anyway. Well, it's the downward spiral, but you know, we could have we could right the ship at any moment. Once Pedroia comes back, even if it is September 3rd, I'm sure the ass kicking will commence. Right now, I want to do occasionally, you know, we get emails and we like them. We particularly like the ones that include money or naked pictures of women, but we do occasionally get angry emails from people. We actually get a lot of them. A lot of them are from Denton's ex-girlfriends, but we do get a lot of them here, and so what we've done is we've taken a couple of them tonight, and we're just going to do dramatic readings, because I think when you read them dramatically in a faux Shakespearean accent, I think they actually become a little less threatening, and you learn something from them. They become almost educational. So here's one we received. This is an email we got just a while ago, and I think, you know, we tend to throw around a lot of synonyms for testicles around here, and some people like it, some people get it, some people don't. I think if you've been reading the blog this long, there'll be ball jokes. Some people, you know, they show up once, they don't quite like it. So we get this letter, and I'm going to read it we're going to give it a dramatic reading treatment and see if it gets a little, if it sort of makes it feel a little less ominous. And here we go. Red and Denton, I find your site extremely childish. Why must you pander to the lowest common denominator? There are many Red Sox fans out there who do not appreciate Gallo's humor. Yours truly, and we'll leave the name out.
I think that was from my mother.
It was. I knew it. I knew it. All the marks are there. So it's Gallo's humor, and you know what? I wallow in Gallo's humor. It doesn't bother me one bit, and you know it's just one of those things. You're gonna, you know, if you show up, you're getting the Gallo's humor. Here's another nice one we just got. Denton sent out an invite for the Jimmy Fund event we're doing. We try to do something nice. We're giving back to it's a worthy cause, the Jimmy Fund. So Denton sends out an invite, and he is wise enough to include a photograph of a couple of women, and one of them has a Red Sox halter top. The other one has a Yankees logo on her ass, a pair of shorts. Woman with the Red Sox shirt is holding a paddle, as if ready to strike the chick in the Yankee shorts derriere with it. So he sends this thing out, and in a few minutes he gets this comment. Again, dramatic readings of hate mail and comments. Hate mail and hate comments we get. I might have considered donating, but I found that photo on the invite in such bad taste that I will donate directly. Sadly, this ends my relationship with Surviving Grady. Also, it was great while it lasted.
That was beautiful.
Did you like that?
I love it.
What you've done here, Denton, by sending out that email, that invite with that picture, you've actually cost us a reader. So someone is actually no longer going to be reading our site because of you. So I hope you. They are still going to donate to the Jimmy Fund, and really, that's what it's all about.
I mean, clearly, the scantily clad women had nothing to do with any kind of sexual innuendos. The Yankee girl represents cancer, and the Red Sox girl represents us trying to beat it down.
I get it, but there are those who won't. So that's just a little something. It's dramatic readings of angry emails that we've received lately. So please, I'm sure there'll be no shortage of them. Keep them coming, and perhaps you will hear yours rendered in a faux Shakespearean accent in a future podcast. The next thing I want to do is a little something we call "Do they make their own porno?" Now, you know, we did something a few weeks ago that I thought was pretty engaging. It was which Red Sox player is the toughest. So we kind of went through the entire lineup. We went around the diamond, tried to figure out who could kick whose ass. I think we ended up with Beckett. Was Beckett the last one standing, or was it Pedroia?
I thought it was Pedroia, actually.
Pedroia? Something tells me it was Beckett, but you know what? I think either one of those is a fine choice. So tonight it's, do they make their own porn? Now, when we say do they make their own porn, we mean do they film themselves fucking or doing something, you know, do they make homemade porn? You know how occasionally, you know, you might try to coax someone into setting up the camera and say, hey, let's just film this, I won't show it to anybody, and then 3 seconds, you know, 3 days later, the Coolidge Corner movie house has got your ass on the big screen because, you know, someone filmed it. So what we're asking is, do these Red Sox players make their own porn? Yes, it's ridiculous. It's insane. But you know what? It's I'd rather listen to that than listen to you know, the up-and-coming prospects. So here we go. We're going to start.
Just before we go on, our marketing team has told us that one we posted about the toughest Red Sox was the highest-rated podcast that we posted that day.
It was, actually. We looked at the numbers, and more people listened to that one than listened to the other ones we did. So that told us something. So clearly, we got to keep pushing it. We got to go lower. We got to. There are depths to mine here. We got to get low. So anyway, if we start at the catcher position, Victor Martinez, I don't think the guy, you know, I wouldn't imagine the man's ever watched a pornographic film in his life, let alone been in one. So I'm going to say he's a no. Tech, on the other hand, I don't know, what do you think of that?
Well, here's where I'm going to get myself in trouble yet again. Did you see that little Nesson special about the little tour through Tech's house? And as they're touring the living room, his personal trainer happened to be sitting there eating bacon and eggs on his couch.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The only thing about the Tech porno would be, I mean, once the voice came, come on, take it, you know you want it. I mean, the voice would just, once the voice kicked in, it's all over. I mean, you'd have to shut it up. Well, watch it with the volume down. You know you're going to love it. Take it all. So, you know, you'd have to turn the audio down when you do something like that. But other than that, I think I'd have to say he does. He strikes me as a candidate for homemade porn. At first base, Uke, he may be the first no-brainer here.
Uke? Oh. Ooh. Yeah.
I can actually see him with...
I think there's, like, farm animals and salsa involved.
I can actually see him with, like, making homemade labels on it, like, you know, the Volume 6, the teabagging edition, you know? I can see that. I can see him, like, bringing it to the clubhouse and saying, hey, check this out. We used live rabbits and Cool Whip. I mean, I can see that stuff. You can see it. You can see it. You know what happens.
The best of.
The best of. This is the the extra sweaty edition. In this one, I wore a hat, a little wool cap. Not on my head. So I can definitely see you. We go to second base now, and Dustin Pedroia. Dustin, you know, he strikes me as the kind of guy who's making some homemade porn. I got to believe that's going on.
Really?
Yeah. I think
he's all scrappy and moxy on the outside, but I think he's a virgin.
Okay. All right.
I gotta go against you on that one.
Moving on, do we even want to contemplate Marco Scudero? I don't think I want to think about that.
I think we can just skip.
Well, Beltre, you know, Beltre is obviously proud of the goods because he's also very very vocal about the fact that he plays without a cup.
Not too worried about protecting them, then.
No, so. I think there could be some crazy shit going on there. Once you get to the outfield, I think it's a mixed bag, and I don't say that as a euphemism or a pun. I think you're basically going right to the pitchers at that point. I wouldn't think anyone in the outfield would be a suspect. I could see Drew maybe entertaining the notion of then like falling asleep before anything actually came about.
I think he's a God-fearing man. I don't see that at all.
That's true.
I think he opposes all that kind of smut.
That's true. He'd go into the Wakefield camp too, because I can't see Wakefield even contemplating that. Ortiz, on the other hand, strikes me as a real dirty bastard. I could see that.
There's nothing that guy won't do.
Yeah, we're going to film it. We're going to put it on the movie. You're going to see it on the. We're gonna put it on a movie. I could see that. I could. Why did we come back to your apartment? Well, because we're gonna screw, and we're gonna put it on a movie. We're gonna put it on a movie. That's what he'd tell them, and then they just obey. I think when you get to the pitchers, obviously Wakefield is in the God-fearing camp with Drew. Beckett, there's no bloody question in my mind. That guy has volume.
He probably makes snuff films.
I fucked her, then I killed her, and taped it. Now we're gonna watch it.
Hey, no,
we're gonna put it on a movie.
Over there.
Yeah, I know. We're gonna put it on a movie. I would say Lester. Nah, I can't imagine that. Lackey. Well, Matsuzaka, maybe. I mean, don't they do weird things in Japan? I mean, isn't that basically one of the rites of passage over there? Homemade porn.
Wasn't Matsui the guy that had like. Couple terabytes full of pornography
not
on his laptop.
Not Matsuzaka, but Matsui did. Hideki Matsui did.
Obviously, I'm going to generalize.
Yeah, of course you are. Of course. Well, I mean, you might as well go for broke. Alienate every reader and follower. You know, why don't you? You've already, you know.
I'm prejudiced. I hate everyone.
I won't rest until it's simply Red and I talking ragtime. We're going to put it on a movie.
Okay, Lackey makes porn movies with, like, John Deere tractors, and that's it. There's no women.
Watch what I did to the truck! Oh, my God! Before you get to Papelbon, you have to get to Buchholz. And I would say, I don't know that Buchholz did or has ever made any homemade porn films with his wife, but I do know that if such things do exist, I would walk on my nuts through busted glass to look at them. I would not mind watching those. I mean, I'd have to use my hand to blot out him, but seeing his wife there going to town on the trolley would not be bad.
She's rather attractive.
She doesn't suck. Papelbon, come on. Easily.
Yeah, I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Easily. I think he's good. And you can almost see it. Can't you see him, like, holding the camera up and, like, behind her and, like, you know, the cigar in his mouth?
And half those nasty phrases you can look up on Urban Dictionary, he invented.
with the train
the
conductor.
Jelly donut.
With the train,
hey,
the train conductor hat, the stogie, you know. And you get the puppet in the background for effect, like that thing's spinning around, moving its limbs back and forth. Now you're going to take my puppet. I can see, oh.
Yeah.
You know what? If he hasn't made one, we should approach him about making one. It's almost worth it. We've scripted a porno. There's you and a puppet. Don't call the police.
I think we have to go right to the top and just... We need a new station, Nessun XXX, and we'll just take all your great ideas and just put them on.
Nessun After Dark, Nads! Nessun After Dark. Now, picture something like that, like Tom Karen in a smoking jacket and one of those long cigarette. Good evening. Now, we're going to put it on a movie. I mean,
all I can think of is that skit from Saturday Night Live with... What's that crazy bastard's name?
Oh, Christopher Walken, the Continental.
Christopher Walken, the Continental, yes.
Why don't they have this? Why won't they hire us? We could take that. You could turn that station around. You get Ellsbury and Alf. You get the Eucan Lowell cops with guns, and you get Nessun After Dark, Nads. And it's instead of running the ShamWow, I'm sure they make a pretty good sum of money for running the ShamWow commercials. But man, you have Tom Karen plus smoking jacket equals bag of money. I'd stay up all fucking night to watch that shit. You're telling me you wouldn't? Dirty Red Sox films and Heidi Watney exposed and God knows what else. You know, the popsicle eating contest of my dreams. But just Tom Karen there in the smoking jacket, that sells it right there. I know you wonder what goes on after.
We'd have to build a whole room just for the fucking Emmys we'd bring in. Seriously.
Oh, it's mind-blowing. Anyway.
It's gold, Jerry, gold. It's
gold. We're going to put it in a movie. I'm going to write that down. I'm taking that shit to town. Because nobody wants it here. I'm taking it to town. All right, we've wasted enough everyone's time. That's our podcast. Not much. Don't take much. Don't take much to fill it up. But that's
hey,
the podcast.
Where else can you get it, though?
Yeah, where else? Where else will you get this much sorrow?
If you were to go looking for it.
Exactly. If we don't give it to you, you're just going to go find it in the streets. And nobody wants that. Anyways, we'll be back hopefully next week. We're going to try to do these things on a more regular basis.
Until the FCC shuts us down.
And with the quality involved, why aren't we doing these every week, I guess is the big question. But we will plug our Jimmy Fund fundraiser event, which is going to be Thursday, August 19th at the Lansdowne Pub. We're going to watch the game. It's going to be a game-watching thing, but we'll have raffles and there'll be beer. We have like a private room towards the back, and we'll have TVs in there to watch the game. There'll be a bartender in there. It's not an open bar. We're not that silly. But there will be raffles, and it's all for a very good cause. It's the Jimmy Fund, and hopefully we haven't alienated everyone with that picture that Denton sent out. So we do hope you come because it means a lot. We raised a pretty good amount of money last time. We really would like to double or even triple that this time. So please come out on that date, August 19th, 7 o'clock, Lansdowne Pub. We hope to see you there. In the meantime, thank you for reading. Thank you for listening. My name is Red. His name is Denton, and we'll see you next time.
We're out.